This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just in the break, I'm hearing from individuals who are saying they know they have family members who got the COVID vaccines and developed alpha gal. Is it alpha gal, guys? Is that the pronunciation? It is alpha gal. And that's the, now you're allergic to beef. You can't eat beef. And so I'll talk to my friend on air right now. So what does that look like? They can't consume it. They get nauseous, or they, you know, what happens when you have alpha gal? I'm not too well researched on this. But, oh, okay, so it was already happening with the COVID-19 vaccine. Hey, maybe that was, they had special batches for you. So maybe that was one of the special batches. See which batch causes the alpha gal. That way we can get you to stop eating meat. Is that too far-fetched on this planet that where they make biological weapons in a lab and leak it out to you and they bomb foreign countries and then false flag us into wars? Yeah, that's too far-fetched, isn't it? Yeah. I'm sure loving Big Pharma would never. No. They love you. Yeah, they love that. They're going to put that needle. You're going to be allergic to beef. Symptoms of alpha-gal syndrome may include hives, itching, itchy, scaly skin, swelling of the lips, face, tongue, and throat, wheezing, shortness of breath, stomach pain, diarrhea, upset stomach, or vomiting. Is that when you consume the beef? I'm going to ask my friend tuned in, say three family members got alpha-gal after taking the COVID vaccine. So that means they're already testing it, folks. Guaranteed, it's coming. Guaranteed. That is in their portfolio of plans to destroy humanity and civilization as we know it. I mean, it's not that, folks, I mean, look, all you got to do is be reasonable and discerning here. They want you to stop eating beef. You don't want to stop eating beef. They're going to make you stop eating beef. But they'd rather not do it with a gun to your head. So put you in fear of a virus, trick you and deceive you into going and taking an injection, and then you're allergic to beef. Congratulations, bud. This is the psychotic, satanic world order we are living under. But see, that's what I'm talking about. When I play that video in the first hour of that woman, and she's like, oh my gosh, she's lived in San Francisco. This is not new. The poverty, the drug abuse, the homelessness, the crime. It's not new, but it's like all of a sudden she's like, what is going on? Because some guy walked up to her, Democrat voter walked up to her and spat in her face and said he was going to rape her. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm living in San Francisco. It's like, it's only a matter of time before somebody spits in your face. It might not be some individual actually walking up and spitting in your face, but you get mugged, you get robbed, you get raped, you get taxed into oblivion. You lose your property tax. I mean, it's just 100 different ways this satanic world order, this Democrat death cult will spit in your face. Take the vaccine, safe and effective. Yeah, the Democrats just spat in your face and raped you. Wear the mask. Take the mask. Yeah. So, oh my gosh, what's going on here? It's only just beginning this realization. You live in a satanic world order. They trick you into taking a vaccine to poison you. They put fluoride in the water to make you stupid. You live under a satanic system that you most likely supported your whole life and you voted for because you thought it was trendy and you didn't want to be a racist. But you just got spat on and raped by them, so maybe you're finally starting to get it. Absolutely, 100%. Guarantee it. They want to inject you with a vaccine that will make you allergic to beef. That's their plan. I mean, it's so obvious. Of course that's what they're going to do. All right, look, we're going to have this from Alex Jones breaking it all down on the other side of this short break. Alex is going to give you the intel on just how they're going to do this. And then we're going to circle back, and I'm going to talk about this top level Department of Defense lady, Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes, talking about, is this really how you complete Mission Impossible, or is she naive like so many other people? It's all coming up, Alex Jones and more.
I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truth you're not supposed to find at InfoWars.com/show, and getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
How did Alex Jones know? Why is the Alex Jones Was Right jar overflowing? Well, folks, they put their plans into print. They go in front of the World Economic Forum and they tell you. They go in front of TED Talks and they tell you. But it's like this magic trick where the card tricksman is right there with the deck of cards in front of you. And he pulls the card trick and you say, whoa, how did you do that? Well, he's doing it right in front of you. You just can't see it because he's not telling you how he's doing it. He's just showing you. So, yeah, they tell you, we're going to make you stop eating beef. Oh, they got a plan on how to do that. And they might try to legislate it. They might try to write laws. They'll do that as well. They've got their political entities. But, folks, that's not their bottom line. They've got ways. And this is why they needed Obamacare. This is why they needed the pandemic. This is why they needed Joe Biden to sign your rights over to the World Health Organization so that they could forcefully inject you with a vaccine. Now, the trick is, oh, you're afraid of getting a virus. Go get the vaccine so you survive. But that vaccine is not to keep you alive. Maybe the next one. Maybe this one was to kill you. Maybe the next one is to make you allergic to beef so they can finally do something about that pesky climate change and stop you from having a steak. Here's Alex Jones with all the intel.
In 1996, the UN said they would use food as a weapon. And now they've told us they're going to ban humans eating meat. But how are they going to do it? We've now discovered that many modern vaccines and the Moderna and Pfizer shots have a bovine protein in them that then creates an autoimmune response in those that take the shot so that many of them can no longer eat beef. Ladies and gentlemen, it's in the literature. It's in the documents. The plan to poison the food supply isn't coming. It's here by poisoning us to where we're allergic to beef. And that's just the start. This is the total weaponization of the food supply. This is how the globalists are making their move. Again, welcome back to this very important Monday edition of the broadcast, August 7th, 2023. I'm here in Dallas. I'm going to make a major announcement tomorrow morning, so watch InfoWars.com for those developments. Okay, last week I did a special report that was part one of getting into the fact that the globalists, from all the research and all the evidence we have, are preparing to attack the food supply. They're already doing it with GMO. They're already doing it with glyphosate. They're already doing it with so many things. And this is very similar to what happened with glyphosate. We'll talk about that in a moment. But now they're all over BBC and Associated Press and USA Today saying the next pandemic will come through the food supply. And it's not safe, and we need the UN regulators to take control. You see them shutting down farms in the Netherlands, shutting down farms in Ireland, and shutting down farms in areas of Asia, causing massive upheaval, social unrest, and starvation, an angrier world that Klaus Schwab talked about. So this is part two. We're going to do part three, part four, part five, at least six parts on this. And we're planning to make a documentary about the enemy's next attack plan. And it's going to be bigger than just attacking the food supply, but that's going to be a big part of the film that is now in production. But this info is too powerful and too important. We've got to get it out now. So there's a tick called the Lone Star tick that's in many parts of the United States. And the Lone Star tick has a protein crystal in it that if it bites you, can begin to replicate in your body, and your body will then have an autoimmune response to that protein, so that if you ever experience that protein again in any other type of meat, you will then feel absolutely terrible and have an autoimmune response. Like if you've been stung by a bee and then you get an allergy to it, the next time it could make you really sick, could even kill you. So here's the information we are about to break down. This is beyond critical. So they're hyping up, we need to get rid of beef. They're hyping up, you will soon eat the bugs. They are saying we've got to stop producing beef because of methane and all these lies, and the sea levels are going to rise and kill us all like they've been saying for decades. That didn't happen. And then they come out and say, because of this tick, it turns out a large part of the population is suddenly not going to be able to eat beef anymore, particularly because of this chemical that it puts in you, or this prion crystal. Very similar to mad cow disease, you remember, that showed up in England. They had to kill millions of cows and sheep and all the rest of it. Most of them didn't even have it. It came from feeding rotten meat to cows and sheep. They weren't supposed to eat meat. Remember, they were taking dead animals, even dead pets, and grinding them up with wheat and corn and turning it into what they call a goo or an ooze, literally, and feeding it to them. Then the crystals would begin to grow in the guts because their guts aren't designed to eat meat, and go through the gut wall into the brain, and then it would grow the crystals inside of the brain. So I'm going to go over here to the desk with Rob Dew that's with me, because he's done even more research on this than I have. We're going to go over just this one big piece of the puzzle, because guess what? The tick that bites you, it puts the same protein in you that they admit is in many of the so-called vaccines. And the CDC even admits that it could be the vaccines that are giving this to people. Kind of like Reuters and AP admit most polio cases are from Bill Gates and the UN vaccine. Just like you think glyphosate's a problem, this is much worse. But remember, they first only sprayed Roundup or glyphosate on corn crops and on soybeans when they were growing to kill weeds, but usually early on so the corn can get going or the soybeans can get going. One application. Then they learned they could spray it on the wheat when it was becoming ripe or ready for harvest in the late summer, early fall, because they would lose a lot of the wheat because of fungal growth. Well, it turns out that if you spray glyphosate, it also kills fungus, but it was soaking on the wheat. And as soon as that got approved in the early 2000s, that's when you saw the massive, quote, gluten intolerancy exploding. People never had it. Because what you're intolerant to is glyphosate that will literally kill you long term, grow cancers, you name it. So this is the same thing where it's in the shots, it's in the vaccines, it's in the vaccines they're giving the cows. Particularly, it starts growing in them. You eat them, you get sick. And see, now people can't eat beef anymore. Just like we saw wheat sales get cut in half the last 15, 16, 17 years. And, oh, I just suddenly can't eat gluten. It's not the gluten, folks. It's you have a Roundup allergy because it's a poison. So we're going to go over to the desk right here, and I'm going to show you this in part two, then part three, part four, part five, at least six parts just on this, because they tell you imminently you're not going to eat beef or other meats anymore. And they're the ones running the whole system. So we're going to break this down. Stay with us. Rob, we really know what they're about to do. They always pre-plan. They always pre-program. Let's go over this research.
Yeah, so we got the Mayo Clinic here, just talking about alpha-gal syndrome. It's a food allergy that makes people allergic to red meat and other products from mammals. So anything that a mammal, that would be goat, that would be pig, anything like that, you're going to become allergic to it. Now here's
what if the cow identifies as a duck? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And they're saying here, of course, it's just the Lone Star tick, nothing else. But here, these products may contain alpha-gal. So, of course, they talk about meats. But
that's from the CDC.
And this is a CDC document right here. You flip this over. Non-food products that contain alpha-gal. Oh, vaccines. Oh, okay. And it's an additive, a stabilizer, or a coating. And it said it could be in the gelatin, in the glycerin, magnesium serrate, or bovine extract. Bovine extract is what you get when you basically take a fetal cow and, you know, grind it up and turn it into a medium that this stuff grows on. So it could also be from other heart cells.
Yeah, they used to grow it on dead babies. Now they grow it on dead cows.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't do – well, they still
do some, but yeah.
So then you go to the link here. There's a link right here. You go to that. And here's the link that shows all the vaccines that could potentially have this. And I just highlighted the ones of bovine serum in it. So the DTaP vaccine is one. Hepatitis A, MMR.
It has similar lipid particles that grow protein.
Right. Different MMRs, the rotavirus.
So they're obsessed with colonizing us with proteins.
Exactly.
And then they can add to the protein, the type of protein it is, to cause an allergic response. Kind of like the UN got caught adding a hormone in second trimester pregnancies to tetanus shots to create spontaneous miscarriages.
Exactly. So you have all these different vaccines that have the different products that they mention in here, gelatin, glycerin, bovine extract, magnesium serrate. Now, here's an interesting article here.
And again, the tick puts the same protein in you.
Anaphylaxis after zoster vaccine, that's your shingles vaccine, implicating alpha-gal allergy as possible mechanism. Now, what's one of the things you do get from the COVID vaccine, a side effect, is herpes zoster virus, which is also known as shingles. So right there, here's a connection from PubMed's right there on their website, anaphylaxis after zoster vaccine implicating alpha-gal allergy as possible mechanism. So somehow the alpha-gal is getting into the vaccines. Of course, they're doing it on purpose. Then it's getting into your body, and then all of a sudden you have an allergy to red meat.
And that's how we're going to be taught to eat the bugs. We warned you 9 years ago with Dr. Edward Grieb about mRNA shots, now that we're coming. We predicted everything that happened 3.5 years ago. We told you what would unfold. Ladies and gentlemen, they are pre-programming everybody.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
They're blinded. Or they really do believe in all of it, and they do believe in Satan, and this is just the role they decided to take up here. But no, that's what they believe. That they have to control population on this planet. I mean, what was it just over a year? It was like a year and a half ago they blew up the Georgia Guidestones. What did the Georgia Guidestones say? Maintain a perpetual population, I think it was like a quarter million or something. 500 million, was it? That's what it's all about. That's the big secret. That's the big slave planet. But you see, the controllers have a problem. You've got too much of an ease of access to energy, high standard of living, and everything that comes with it, and so you've got to be shut down. You've experienced it too good. You don't deserve it. You're a bug. You're a parasite. You need to be treated as such. You're a slave. It was all right there on the Georgia Guidestones. But why do they call them Guidestones? Why do they pretend like they're the noble class? Maybe they have been. Maybe they have been accepted ritualistically into this secret cult that's been around for thousands of years. And they've just anointed themselves the stewards or enslavers of humanity, passed on for millennia. And they've just decided, yeah, you know what? We gotta have population control here. There's only one Earth, and there's only a finite amount of resources, and so we've got to control it. But the truth is, we actually have unlimited resources. And there's probably unlimited Earths or Earth. But they don't want you to know that. They want it all for themselves. And that's why it's a big act. And that's why they have to lie to you about it. Yeah, that pretty much boils it down. The ruling class of this planet wants total population control and slavery. At least these psychotics out of the West. But it's funny when Bill Gates gets in front of TED Talks and talks about releasing mosquitoes and vaccinating people with mosquitoes and using vaccines to get the human population down to zero. That's funny. It's funny. It's Bill Gates in a pink sweater. He's got $200 billion. That's hilarious. That's funny. But you see, that's why Elon Musk has become so popular, because when you juxtapose Elon Musk with these other billionaires that want to get involved in politics and culture, like Bill Gates, wants you to take the vaccine, Elon Musk is out calling them out. I mean, just this week, Elon Musk was ranting about George Soros and how much he hates humanity and how much all the people that he works with hate humanity. But that's what it is. It's that we are on the cusp of the next industrial revolution. And the last industrial revolution did so much for the standard of living for humanity in modern history that the enslavers of this planet, they don't want humanity to go to the next level. They want to go to the next level, and then they want to keep humanity down beneath them. But it's going to be new energy sources, new resources, new discoveries, artificial intelligence. I mean, it's all inevitable. It's all coming. And you might not like that, and that's fine, and I might not like that. Elon Musk has accepted it, probably likes it. But yeah, he actually wants to see humans involved. He's got like 10 kids or something. He actually wants humans to be involved. He likes humans. He likes the human creativity. He likes humans being a part of the process and everything that comes with it. The ruling class that hates him so much, they hate humans. They don't want you. They want the highways open. They want the skyscrapers empty, if not destroyed. They want the airwaves empty. They want the skies empty. They want full totalitarian control. Everything running off algorithms. No human involvement whatsoever. But they use the excuse that they're the nobility. They're the stewards of humanity. They've got to keep population at a certain level because you, the human, are pesky. You're killing this planet. And of course, where does this all derive? With the idea that you evolved from pond scum and that you're not a divine creation in the image of God. That's why they lie to you. That's why they lie to you and cover up your history. That's why they lie to you and cover up the history of this planet. That's why they want to remove the Bible out of all the institutions. Because the big secret is, the big mystery that we all look up into the sky in wonderment. How did I get here? What am I doing here? You were created by God. You are in God's masterpiece. Part of that fire of creation in you. And all these satanic globalists want to do is put that fire out. So they lie to you. They tell you you evolved from a squirrel or a monkey turd or something. They tell you all these lies that you're a parasite on this planet. There's not room for all of us. That's the big secret. There it is. I mean, that's it. You're a divine creation in the image of God in this majestic spectacle known as life and consciousness and earth. And it's amazing and it's beautiful and it inspires. And that's what the globalists are here to put out. They want it to be a total... See, they want the next industrial revolution to be theirs. Total planetary grid system, total control, every inch of the planet, AI, algorithms, processing. Human not a part of the equation. They dominate. You become a slave till you die off, and then they advance into some new artificial intelligence hive mind, merging with machine. That's the big plan. That's their big plan. And that's hell on earth, folks. That's hell on earth. But imagine being so sold out to evil and Satan that you can't even be inspired to be good just by the earth and the life around you. All right. We're going to stop waxing here in response to that Alex Jones segment. We do have more coming up from Alex Jones. I'm going to circle back to what we were talking about with Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, everything we do here is brought to you by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Now imagine that report from Alex Jones, and we'll have more, dealing with the vaccine and the alpha gall and making you allergic to meat and other foods. You won't hear about that in the mainstream news because pharmaceutical companies pay for their programming. Not here. We're funded by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and we got great products on sale right now. In fact, guys, go ahead. We got Vitamin Mineral Fusion in stock, 25% off. We got the brand new Rebel Zen CBD, all new, 33% off introductory price. And don't forget about the water filters. Don't forget about the air filters. I mean, it's so key. Guys, pull up the air filters for me, actually. In fact, I mean, I'm kind of, this is a little personal business, maybe even personal business for me here on air. I was resetting my air filters last night. Man, I'm telling you, every time I do this, I reevaluate how important it is to have an air filter. I'm switching the air filters out. I mean, my goodness, I wouldn't think, I live in my house by myself. I don't have any pets. I switch my air filters every 6 months, and the thing is like black, how dirty it is. So, folks, I'm telling you, get the air filter now, Alexa Pure.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen, get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Do you think, since you spend a lot of your life thinking about communications, the media, social media, like, where are we in 5 years? Is speech restored to the average person, or is there less speech?
I would say, without trying to kiss your ass, because I'm not an ass kisser, that's down to people like you fighting the good fight. Depends on the American political climate, which obviously you have a lot of sway over. And America is the king of the world, whether anyone likes it or not. I believe it's the negative ideas from England and America that certainly made this happen to me.
Yeah.
Also, my case is important for countries in Eastern Europe. Obviously, Romania is a big ally of the United States, has been for a very long time. They have a very good relationship with the United States. If Romania are happy to, if important people in Romania, who I know speak highly of me, stand up and say, we're not going to publicly crucify this guy because America doesn't like him or because England doesn't like him. I believe this is a very good moment for Eastern European countries as well, NATO allies.
That's right.
To say, look, we don't have to do everything you say. We don't have to follow this insane agenda of accusing people you don't like with imaginary crimes and throwing them in jail. This could be a victory for Romania. The work you're doing could be a victory for the United States. England's lost, so forget England. Yeah. There's no free speech in England. That's over. Yeah, so it all depends on what shifts happen, who wins the next elections, how effective cancellations are. You have people like, you know, Rumble, Elon, fighting against this silencing of every idea that's counterintuitive to the agenda of the deep state, or the matrix, as my brother calls them. So I don't know, but it's a very interesting time to be alive. I would like, the optimist in me would like to think there's finally enough pushback. So let's take Alex Jones. You don't have to agree with everything Alex Jones says. I like Alex Jones.
Have you
but
seen?
I don't agree with everything Alex Jones says. And you don't have to. But Bill Maher famously, and credit to him, said when Alex Jones got banned, he said, we shouldn't be banning people. He said, I hate Alex Jones, but Alex Jones should be allowed to talk. Everyone should be allowed to talk.
Right. I don't like Alex Jones, but Alex Jones gets to speak. Everybody gets to speak.
Sure.
I feel like when they got Alex Jones, there was no safety net. He is a warrior, and he continued fighting, and now he's back in the mainstream. Good for him. But he was renegated to his own site with his own servers,
oh, yeah,
streaming every day to small audiences after they axed him off YouTube. Cancellation.
No one defended him.
No one.
I was on vacation that day.
Yeah.
I was fishing out of the country, and the company that I worked for, which is supposedly in favor of free speech, said not one word in his defense.
And it's like, first they came for Alex Jones,
that's,
I didn't care because
totally
I was
right.
Alex Jones. Yeah, it's the old adage. So now there is a, I don't even want to call it counterculture, but if you cancel people, look, they canceled Andrew. How successful was that? He's sitting here with you today.
Yeah.
He's bigger than ever. His voice is louder than ever. Now, thanks to people like Alex Jones, who took the initial brunt of the weapon, the cancellation weapon, now there are lots of different platforms, lots of different apps, lots of different applications. I mean, Elon's taken over Twitter, which was a mainstream app, which censored people very heavily. The pushback has started. So the optimist in me would like to look at the trend line and say things are getting better as compared to when they canceled Alex 6-7 years
ago. Yeah, it does feel that way.
Yeah, it does feel that way. So I'm going to be hopeful for the future. But also, I don't know what these people are capable of. I don't know what they're capable of. Look what's happened in my life. This is unthinkable. 2 years ago, if you were to say, hey, Tristan, you'd be in jail for human trafficking, I'd be like, what? Human trafficking? Prison?
How long have you been locked up in prison and in your home?
I have not been free since December 29th of 2022. I have not had a single day of freedom. I've either been locked in jail or locked up here. I've only ever left this house or left jail to attend court. That's it.
Now, let's explain why free speech is so important, including for people you despise or disagree with, even. Take a look at what happened in the year 2020 with just one issue. I mean, we could get into the lies about Trump. We could get into the Hunter Biden laptop. But let's just talk about the pandemic and the vaccines. Members of the media and the medical community, doctors, nurses, that were warning, hell, even Pfizer executives, scientists, that were warning the side effects of the vaccine, telling you it's not safe or effective, telling you everything that was going to happen with the blood clots and the myocarditis, the neurological problems, weakening your immune system, all of it. They were censored. They were banned. They were removed. And of course, it was because, well, we got to do the right thing. We got to get everybody on board with the vaccines. We got to get everybody to take it so that we can all get immune and get through this. And let's just pretend we all know that it was all by design. But let's just pretend that, we really do care. We really do want to defeat this pandemic. So we got to have unified messages, and we got to get everybody to take the vaccine. We got to all be on board, and any dissent must be destroyed. Oh, but you were wrong. And you silenced the voices that were right. It's hard to even put into words how dangerous that is. Except to understand that that's how tyrannies form, when the voices of dissent are silenced, marginalized, and and attacked. Now, you never know, and that one voice that you got behind the censorship of, the removal of, you never know. That voice might have been right. And when it comes to COVID-19 and the COVID-19 vaccines, those voices were right. But because they were silenced, because they were censored, the doctors, the scientists, all of it, people took the vaccine and people died. And they lost their loved ones and they lost their children and they lost their lives because of the attack on free speech. And the beauty of free speech is it allows equal opportunity for all sides of an argument and ideology to be heard, and then you get to make up your mind. It's sad that we even have to explain this. It's sad that we even have to go through this in the United States of America, but I guess that's what's happened with the Marxist, communist, Chinese takeover of our entertainment and of our education system, that we wouldn't even understand these basic principles and why free speech is so important. And in fact, there's been a big attack now with a famous hip-hop singer, Ne-Yo. And I saw this interview he did. Sounds like, I mean, he's obviously smart enough to go with common sense and not leftist propaganda. And he's in an interview talking about how he's a parent and he thinks parents' roles have been confused. And he gets into the trans kid issue and he's talking about how it's just insane. And trans kids, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Singer Ne-Yo, furious about parents who push transgenderism on children. It makes no sense. R&B performer Ne-Yo says parents who let minors make life-changing gender decisions have forgotten their roles. But, oh, now Ne-Yo has had to come out and he's had to apologize. Wouldn't you like to know that process? Wouldn't you like to know the process that went down from Ne-Yo just speaking common sense, just common sense on a podcast interview saying, yeah, I don't understand the trans kids issue. It makes no sense. To then having to come out and make a public apology? Wouldn't you like to know the process? Who called Ne-Yo? Who called his agents? Who demanded the apology? Who felt threatened? How did that go down? That's the story now. Same thing with Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx offers apology following anti-Semitism accusations over controversial Instagram post. Oh, because he's a Christian. Because he's a Christian, he's anti-Semitic now. So he had to apologize to the Jewish community. Again, how does that process go down? So you see, there's the chilling of free speech, which is the bullying, and then there's the complete censorship of free speech, which is the tyranny. And it's all coming from one direction. The left, liberals, communists, Marxists, Satanists. They're all the same.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month. month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Programming notes. We're going to be joined in the next hour again by Alex Jones and then by Jeremy Nell, who is going to give us an update on the situation in South Africa. That's where he resides and does commentary. So Jeremy Nell and then Gerald Celente, your fourth hour host. I'm going to be back hosting the War Room today, and I'll get into what I've kind of unintentionally ended up teasing here, which is the story behind Judge Chutkan, which we kind of got into last week, but there's more now. And then this clip that Trump shared over the weekend of Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes and what people are saying about that. I've also got some other geopolitical news we may be getting to here as well. But I want to get into, since we're talking about the vaccines and the side effects and how they can use this to create other side effects intentionally, give you a vaccine for some hemorrhagic fever that they release out of a lab. You see people bleeding out of their eyes, their ears. You say, my God, I'm scared to death. I'm going to go take this vaccine. And then you take the vaccine. Maybe you it stops the bleeding, and now you're allergic to beef. Emergency broadcast. UK government scientists admit to developing disease X vaccine for the next pandemic. And Harrison Smith was covering that this morning. Disease X, disease Y, disease Z, disease who gives a damn. They make it in a lab. They use the media to drive the fear mechanisms. And and then they deceive you and they trick you into taking a lethal injection. But it's got to be scary. It's got to be a scary name. And if they really want effectiveness, it's going to have to be a virus that is actually having people drop dead. Because, I mean, in the beginning of the pandemic, in 2020, I mean, there's some level of rational concern or even fear. Some level, but in reality, if you're sound of mind, you can drown out all the noise, you can drown out all the sound, and you can just look at the world around you and analyze the threat and respond accordingly. So I knew there was really nothing to be afraid of with the virus. I never stopped going out, never wore a mask. You may remember me and the crew went out. We did a video when they locked down Austin. We were riding around on mini bikes. Streets completely empty. Police tried to pull us over and tell us to go home. We said, no. And then they left us alone. I remember getting on airplanes and, I mean, I was taking flights where there'd be 8, 9, 10 people on a plane. And that was the fear level. But okay, if I'm analyzing it like that, well, yeah, if I start to notice people are dropping dead left and right and bleeding out of their eyes and ears, well, then okay, there's a rational reason now to have concern. Now, am I going to run up and get a vaccine? Boy, that's a whole other story. But these psychotic murderers that run our planet, of course they would release a deadly virus and then actually give you the vaccine to save you with the little trap door, with the little secret of, oh, you're now allergic to beef. Now you can't eat beef anymore. Oh, what a shame. Oh, sure, we promoted that. That's exactly what we wanted. It's just, what a coincidence. Disease X. So they've got to come up with something really scary. And my guess is the reason why they're going with X is just because you're searching for X because of the whole Twitter rebrand. So they just want to find a way to jack into that algorithm. So, but it's all about fear-mongering. It's all about jacking into the algorithm. And it's all about messing with your mind. It's all about messing with your mind. But see, the fear-mongering has already happened. Here's UK scientists talking about disease X in clip 9.
In some of the most secure labs in the country, scientists are already preparing for the next pandemic. It's just called Disease X for now, because nobody knows for sure which virus will cause it. But at its Porton Down complex, the UK Health Security Agency is scanning the horizon for threats.
Pause it here. This whole thing, folks, is so retardville. I'm sorry. But really, that's what it is. I mean, this is jackassery in its purest form. You talk to any scientist, any doctor, anybody in that field at all with any experience, you can sit in a lab and you can jack around with viruses. All you're going to do is cause the next pandemic. You're not going to stop anything. Folks, this is like going into a lab and saying, we're going to design a snowflake, and then we're going to find that snowflake in nature. Do you know what the odds of that are? You could do a gajillion snowflake designs and then try to go find that snowflake in nature, and you'll never find it. Because that's what this is like. Viruses are constantly mutating and mutating and mutating and mutating and changing and changing and changing. It's the same thing they do with the flu virus. They give you a flu vaccine for a virus that is already years mutated. Meaning it's a worthless vaccine. And they know it. The scientists know it. And they're doing the same thing. Oh, we got this next pandemic. We'll have a vaccine ready. No, you won't. We know what the next snowflake is going to look like. We've been designing snowflakes for years. No, you don't. The odds are impossible. Impossible. And then what ends up happening? They release the virus. They make the virus to make the vaccine, and then they make the virus and it causes the pandemic, and then they can't have a vaccine because the virus mutates. That is such clown jackassery. But so, okay, that's enough of that. then they got to have you scared of the climate. I think this is kind of the underdog here. Depending on how much they can manipulate the weather, depending on how much they have it down to an exact science. I mean, obviously we know that they can do long-term things and they can cloud seed and spray stuff into the atmosphere, and that has an effect. As far as I know and can tell, I don't think they've mastered it yet. I think it might be even too difficult. We might not have the technology or the capacity, but they are doing it and they are measuring it. I follow the Texas Weather Modification Program. I mean, they at least pretend to be transparent with everything they're doing. No, I think the dark horse here is weather weapons and just trying to create weather events that are just so insane and just one on top of the next that they're just going to really force the climate change thing down your throat. And they'll hype it all up too. They'll hype it up. They'll make sure you see it all on the news, and they'll do red breaking news, red alerts, and everything, just like they did with the pandemic. PBS rolls out climate psychology therapist for Armageddon coping session. Guys, give me the short version here of clip one.
Voices of Americans and how climate change is affecting their feelings. Leslie Davenport is a climate psychology therapist. She teaches at the California Institute of Integral Studies and is author of Emotional Resiliency in the Era of Climate Change.
They're all basket cases. They're all nuts.
When does healthy concern about the planet, about climate change, become this sort of climate anxiety?
Well, from the emerging field of climate psychology, one thing that's really important to understand is we view distress, upset, sadness, grief, anger about climate change to be a really reasonable, even healthy
reaction. And then they show you forest fires that have been going on forever.
It's built into us as people.
Flooding going on forever.
If we feel risks, threats, experience losses, there's going to be upset. So it's really important to acknowledge that if you're feeling that on any level of intensity, it really means you're paying attention, you care,
you're paying attention.
What's happening to our
world. Emerging field. I mean, this is hilarious. Yeah, there's an emerging field for transgender kid surgeons, too. Yeah. There's an emerging field for climate psychology therapist for climate, if you're suffering from climate anxiety, which of course is just you falling for the propaganda. And the odds of you dying from a weather event, some extreme weather event, flooding, whatever, have decreased so significantly in the last 100 years, 500 years. I mean, it's just ludicrous. But they have to instill that fear. They have to bring that fear back. So, yeah, would they use a weather weapon to do that? Probably. Absolutely. If they have the capability. I mean, good luck. Climate psychology therapist, ladies and gentlemen. And the liberals love it. But see, the funny thing is, in a weird way, this is actually the left, and they've done this in other manners too. They're actually admitting, yes, we liberals have a significant mental disorder. We need help.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.